There are many facets to this feast, even though it's ranked liturgically as a memorial. So we don't have a Gloria, we don't have... But in a way, you see, it manifests all the work that God did in Mary. And this text, this Lucan text, is replete with all sorts of allusions. First, the angel Gabriel. Well, Gabriel is God is powerful, Gibor El. And he's the messenger of God. Sent to a town of Galilee called Nazareth. Anybody who first read this would say, really, Nazareth? It wasn't even a road to Nazareth when Our Lady was there and when Jesus was there. And he didn't need a road. Nobody went there unless they had to. It was a really poor, run-down kind of a town. But she was of the house of David. The last Davidic king was 586 B.C. And yet the promise remained. I will raise up one that's child of your own body. And all those promises that got more deeply understood as time went on. There's about 1,000 years between David and Mary. All the Psalms begin to speak of this person and who he is, and he's going to come and fulfill all the promises. And they had to wait from 586 till now and believe. And the saints believed. They trusted God. He promised. Our Lady believed. And so, she would read, you know, like Isaiah 63, "Oh, will you tear open the heavens and come down?" She prayed that. Just try to imagine her pondering of the scriptures, seeing what they really mean and yearning for it. For the sake of the Lord, for the sake of her people, and for the sake of the whole world, because it was obvious in the Word of God that the Jews were destined to share their treasures with the whole world. They pray for it, lots. Look at Psalm 86 sometime. The text says literally, Heri hikaritomeni. Hail, rejoice, really. Chere. And it would be nice to keep that. You know how today, even, Greeks greet one another, chere. They mean hello, but they know it comes from the Battle of Thermopylae, when that man ran 26 miles, the first marathon, back to announce the upset victory of Athens. And he came back and he said, Cherete, rejoice, Nicomen, we conquered. And he dropped dead. And that's the origin of all our marathons. But that, from that moment till now, Greeks still greet one another that way. Rejoice. But here, you see, it's taking all the overtones of the prophets. Rejoice, daughter Jerusalem. In Zephaniah, and rejoice in Zechariah, Bat Zion, daughter Zion, because your king will come to you, riding on a donkey, meaning humble, quiet, your king will come. So when she heard this, Giri Miriam, rejoice, Mary. You see, she knew that this was a messianic proclamation. And she was troubled that it was addressed to her. And so she pondered what sort of a greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not fear. Every great oracle of the Old Testament begins, 'Al tirah,' do not fear." So that just opened up her spirit in wonder even more. You see, you have found favor with God. Masata chen v'aneha Adonai. You have found favor in the eyes of God. She must be overwhelmed by now at the mercy of God. Now remember, she's immaculately conceived. There's never been any obstacle in her relationship to God. But this is all a surprise. She knows that she's Israel, as is every other Israelite, and that she's a special object of God's love. But this is all new. "Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus." The angel here and the angel in the Annunciation to Joseph both gave the name. The name is Jesus, Yehoshua. God saves. Yahweh saves. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. This is the fulfillment of the promise. And they had to wait, you know, almost 400 years with all kinds of clowns for kings and then no kings. And by this time, Roman occupation. And now, he'll give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob. Israel and Jacob, he'll rule over them all. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. That's why we're here this morning. But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" Now that's mysterious. She's engaged. The text begins, "To a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph." What's Luke and the Word of God in general is very... What happened? Her mother and father betrothed her to Joseph. Her father, mostly. And of course, she's a good daughter. She's going to do what her father tells her. God will work through the directions her father gives her. And so, how can this be? "Since I have no relations with a man," is saying something. She knew she was supposed to consecrate her virginity to God, and she left the rest to God. Now she's asking, because now I'm going to have a child. And the angel said to her in reply, you see, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." That's the Spirit that hovered over creation. That's the Spirit that hovered over the people like an eagle and brought them out of Egypt, okay? "And the power of the Most High will overshadow you." In saying that, he's saying, you're the Ark of the Covenant. But the Kavod came and overshadowed the Ark. Huh? And inside the Ark is the Torah, the whole expression of God's way of relating. Okay? And so that's how it's going to happen. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, just as the cloud comes down and settles over the ark. And then he gives her a sign. For every great oracle in the Old Testament, there's a sign. And so, "Behold, Elizabeth, your relative, who's elderly, has also conceived in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. Remember, Elizabeth couldn't call up and say, Mary, guess what, I'm pregnant. I mean, she didn't know this yet, you see. And so, for nothing will be impossible for God. Those words are what were said to Sarah when she laughed. I'm too old to conceive. And God said, don't you laugh. I didn't laugh. You did laugh. But you will have a child. Now that the Lord has explained to her everything, including clearing up, which must have been this deep commitment to virginity, and leaving the working out of it to God. She says yes. But you've got to pray this text until the force, the beauty, the power, the purity of that yes is impacted on your spirit. Yes. Well, she knew what the yes meant. She'd read the servant songs. She knew. Besides of all the simple practical problems, how am I going to explain to anybody how I'm pregnant? Her own father is supposed to throw the first stone. They're not living together yet, as it said here. Well, she's betrothed. It's in Matthew. Up to you. If you decree this, you will take care of this. Yes. May it be done to me according to your word. Now just look already how far out she has to step with nothing to go on but her faith in God. See, that's why she's the queen. Woman, young, 16, because they married young, already betrothed to Joseph down the street. And then this happens. And this is a messianic proclamation to her and describes her child. He'll be a son. And he will reign on the throne of David. Finally, the promise made. You might help him a little bit. The promise made to David is going to be fulfilled. And waiting in disgrace. Their kings were bums. And so, of course, God got rid of them. And now they waited in disgrace with one clown after another until finally enemy occupation, the Romans. Their king now is Caesar Augustus. And into that is going to come this son of David. Now from that, then I'll quit, I promise. No, whoop, a little bit bad. The queenship of Mary means that she's the queen. Think right now of how this queen is caring for us and preparing us. How many apparitions, how many times has she come to present herself to the world? Usually through children, but not always. To warn us, to pray, to come back to God, to purify the church, be ready. And there's one great one more to come, one more warning, as it were. How many times has Almighty God sent her to us in the last century? I haven't counted them, but you can try. You know, there's Lourdes, La Salette, the one in the Spanish hills there. Carabandal. Think of them, think of them. Every time, by the way, saying, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. And we're so obtuse and so busy that we do something else. So let's pray that we respond with that same kind of a yes, full-hearted yes to God. So let's stay.